Hey listeners, Rebecca Finch here. I voice the character of Tala on The Last Station, your favourite end-of-the-world broadcast. The Last Station now proudly supports Bookshop, an online bookstore with a mission to financially support local independent bookstores. If you want to support both Bookshop and The Last Station, check out our affiliate store at kingdomofpavement.com/bookshop. Our entire cast and crew have picked their favourite sci-fi and post-apocalyptic novels that we think you'll love. If you want to support our broadcast in other ways, be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, subscribe to our Patreon, and check out our store. All of those links and more are at kingdomofpavement.com/thelaststation. This episode of The Last Station is produced by Kingdom of Pavement and is called Safety, Community, and Hope. It was written by Jorge Molina and directed by Tyler Marie Walker. I hope you enjoy.
Hello. If you are listening to this, you have been deemed trustworthy and are currently in a secure location. If you think you may have been compromised, please turn off your device and do not listen any further. Welcome to Marauderland, the best and last place in America. Thank you for choosing to survive with us. Congratulations, this is your audio orientation. Please listen carefully to all the information and instructions. Your life may soon depend on it. Marauderland is not a fixed location. It is a mobile safe haven, a place where a determined group of people set out to rebuild what was taken from us. Safety, community, and most importantly, hope. We are perhaps the last part of humanity with the intention of keeping our world alive. By hearing this, you have been vetted and carefully chosen to join Marauderland, the last refuge on Earth. Jake, our leader and master architect, is able to tap into the frequency to deliver group-wide announcements, so listen intently, follow his commands carefully, and do not second-guess. Your loyalty is vital. Stay hidden. Stay alert. Stay fighting. Welcome to Marauderland, built on safety, community, and hope.
Calling shelter team, shelter team.
Yeah, go for shelter, sir.
We are approaching 72 hours since last confirmed spot in shelter. Any news?
There's been I'm not quite sure how to say this, but...
Stop. Slow down and speak to me like a man.
But all of our tires have been slashed out.
Hunting blade?
Yeah. Seems to be. How'd you...
Check your water barrels.
They've been cut. All the water's leaked out.
Any traces of Josephine?
No, sir, nothing.
I suggest you start replacing tires and go check the outpost again. That is, if you want the next convoy of medicine to reach your daughters.
Yes, sir. Over and out.
Calling supplies, supply team.
Hello, Jake.
Tala, fill me in. How's it looking? Any sign of her in the farms?
Sorry, Jake. Nothing. We went through the last few barns, checked around every cellar, and, well, 5 miles round. No sign that anyone has ever been there after us.
She has to be somewhere. She either deserted or was captured.
Or dead.
People don't just disappear. It's been 48 hours.
I thought you said 3 days.
Yes, that's what I meant. I'm starting to think this was an inside job.
You can't be serious.
All the devices were broken.
Do you think he's going to interfere with tonight's ceremony?
We can't stop it now.
Jake.
That's an order. Over and out.
Of course. Over and out.
Attention! This is a camp-wide message from our leader. Please drop every activity and listen.
Hello, Marauders. I just want to share with you my disappointment and frustration with the utter incompetence surrounding Josephine's search. One of our own has gone missing, and all I have gotten from you are excuses and dead ends. We shall not move forward to our next settlement until Josephine's whereabouts are uncovered. That means we are left with the resources we have, which aren't many. So I suggest getting creative with solutions. And who knows? The person who has the answer might be right next to you. We've had traitors before. The ceremony of the sirens will proceed as planned this evening. I hope this matter will be resolved by then, and if it is, I think it could be a good occasion to bring out the hand of God and partake in some indulgence, if you all earn it, that is. Be good, my fellow marauders. I believe in you.
This is the end of the architect's message. Please resume your activities as instructed.
Rousing. Whoever said rule the world with an iron fist hadn't met you and your alien god hand.
Ah, Dustin. I'm gonna miss all your amateur improv.
I'll be here all week.
Sorry to break it to you, little buddy, but this is your closing night.
Ooh, ominous. Why do you have me here? Surely not for my comedic genius.
Well, considering that last time I left you unattended, you blew up half of your salvage, I figured it'd be best to keep you close.
You could just say that you miss me, you know?
Missing you would be an improvement.
Ah, you recording to remember the occasion?
Posterity is important. Keeps the history straight.
Will history reflect what actually happened to Josephine?
Only God knows.
I bet.
Do you even realize how important this day is?
Ceremonies are such classic cult stuff. I thought you'd be a tad more original.
We found a way to actually summon and extract information from the sirens. Original enough for you?
They're just alien beasts. There's nothing to take from them.
Oh, but they're not just beasts. They're a security system.
A security system for what?
Now that, dear Dustin, would be a spoiler.
Like what happened to Josephine?
Josephine was the sightseer. She usually took care of all of this. The hand of God. Really quite something, isn't it? Our first and most crucial salvage. Who knew that rearranging matter could be so much? How many lifetimes of humanity would it take to achieve this, and I get to hold it, making me the one to become a new savior, bending the world and all its liquids to my will. My power could change the world in so many ways. Medical advancements, sanitizing entire communities, ending world hunger. If only you knew what this felt like.
All I know is what you are now and how your dead brother would be disgusted by the sight of you.
Don't you know that more than half of the human body is water? 64% in the skin? Around 63% in the heart.
Stop this.
Lungs with all that air surrounded by so much water. Hell, even bones are 30% liquid. There are more of these devices out there. And that's why tonight is so important. I must admit that Josephine's situation is rather inconvenient, but I believe in our new empire. History will remember her accordingly.
You're...
What?
You're pathetic. And you know it.
They will hear the tales of the siren monsters and the desert migration and the ceremony of the sirens in which we had to sacrifice the best of us for the greater good. Well, almost the best of us.
So that's what this is? I'm a sacrifice? What weird, gin-filled, pagan fever dream are you in? This is real life. Holden is gonna save me, like he always does. You're so dumb! I've heard everything today and will use everything against you and your god complex.
By sunrise, it won't matter what you've heard. Hey, where'd that smile go? You should be happy. You'll go down in history as a martyr.
And Holden?
Let's just say history will be less kind towards his memory.
Look at me getting carried away. I almost forgot to shave.
Funny. Just figured you'd want to go for the whole Jesus look, you know? Seems on brand.
See, that's a thing Jesus got wrong. Followers need to see your face. Shit. Go away. I'm busy.
Jake, we need to talk.
Uh-oh. Mommy's here to put you in your place.
I think it's time for your nap.
I could have just knocked him out the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, where's the fun in that? Why aren't you at your post?
I thought you might need me.
You thought wrong. I don't need anybody other than for them to do as they're told.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong?
Yes. That message you gave. It sent people into panic.
Good. Maybe that'll get us some results.
No, Jake. People are thinking about hoarding food and water rations. The shelter team was already outside the perimeter, and now security team won't let them back in out of suspicion. You're losing them, Jake.
Maybe this will scare them into falling back in line.
Is that gin? Your gin?
A miracle a day keeps the doctor away.
Not when the patient is self-medicating.
It does the trick. Twice as fast and three times as hard.
You're done.
You don't get to tell me when I'm done. I decide.
Your judgment is clouded.
Judgment that could get you demoted in a second.
You cut yourself.
What?
You cut yourself. Give me that. Sit.
Don't wash it in there. That's the good gin.
It's the good disinfectant since you cut yourself. Stop being a child and sit.
You're pretty good.
My dad had the same jawline as you.
He shaved his face.
When he no longer could.
Shit.
Be still, or that's going to happen. Now, I get what you're doing.
Oh, you do, do you?
You want control. Being a leader is overwhelming. You do it day in and day out. It's a lot of work, very little reward. Everyone sees if you fail, almost no one sees when you succeed. So I get the impulse to get them back in line. But right now it's kind of backfiring on you. Your strategy with Josephine isn't working.
Strategy?
Yes. It's inefficient and sloppy. It's depleting energy, time, and manpower. There's not going to be a civilization to rebuild without the people. If you keep up this little trust exercise. Didn't you ever think there is a way to get everything you want in one simple move?
Okay, chess master. What's the play?
Giving them an enemy to collectively hate.
Go on.
Holden. He is the perfect solution to all of your problems.
How's that?
The attack on Shelter this morning. I did that. For you.
You slashed half our flight vehicles and dumped the water?
We needed a good story.
Hold it.
Exactly. You need to take this story across the finish line.
Two birds, one stone.
You need a new sightseer. And I think that should be me.
Because you wrecked some of our vehicles?
Consider it my application for the job.
I could kill you for this insubordination.
Not the first time a spoiled brat threatened me.
Don't talk to me like that!
Like what? Like the little boy you are? Like the little boy that's been making irrational decisions and wasting precious resources here at the end of the world? I'm not afraid of you.
You should be.
I'm not.
I do everything for a reason.
What reason is that?
So we don't lose anyone.
Lose who?
People.
What people?
Important people.
Important people to you?
No, I mean, yes.
I know. It's okay.
Why does everyone leave me?
I never will. I trust in you, Jake. Completely. But now you have to trust in me. Tell me where Josephine is.
What good would that do?
If Josephine were to suddenly show up, it would calm down the group and restore their loyalty. It would buy us enough time.
Enough time for what?
To figure out what we're going to tell them. Now get in the chair and let me finish you. You look ridiculous. What are you doing?
Let me turn this thing off. This might be one of those things posterity might want to skip.
Hello, and welcome to the Ceremony of Sirens. If you are listening to this, you and your team are currently in your determined location. You should be able to locate the circle of the ceremonial bonfires from your vantage point. Do not break the perimeter. Do not let anyone in or out. Do not follow the siren. Our brave leader will soon make these offerings obsolete. But in the meantime, it is a worthy sacrifice in the name of the community. As we remember Alejandra and her gift in the last ceremony, she couldn't speak English, but her actions spoke louder than any words could. She showed us the way. And tonight, we will find our new way once more. As soon as this message is over, our leader will address the group. Shortly after, the summoning for the sirens will begin. For your comfort and safety, please put on the noise-canceling headphones that have been provided to you. Do so now, so that they will block out any brain-altering activity that may come from the siren, and keep you alert in case of an emergency. Do not remove them until the ceremony is complete. As we test the broadcasting system, each squadron, please set off your flares if you can hear this message in 3, 2, 1. Glorious! All units are up and listening. Marauderland is in the airwaves, waiting and standing by.
Where am I? What's happening?
Let's play the quiet game, shall we?
I can't move.
That's the point, love. Stay still and just relax. Everything will be okay. Jake, ready?
Absolutely. Get the broadcast ready.
Attention. This is a message from our leader. Attention.
Greetings, marauders! What a delightful evening we have chosen for the ceremony today. The gods are looking down on us tonight. We have a little bit before sundown, and I'd like to use the time to talk about a few things. First of all, I'd like to apologize for my last message. Josephine is important not only to me, but to all of us. It was not my intention to send the group into a frenzy. I didn't have all of the information. Going forward, I will be better, and I can only do that with all of your help and continued influence. With a heavy heart, I am able to report that Josephine's body was discovered not long ago. She was found in the basement of one of our farmhouses. The tough thing with having to shape reality is to accept when things are out of your control, when there was nothing you can do. Earlier today, a few of our outposts were attacked. That's when the attacker slipped in. There are many heroes of the day, but the one I want to acknowledge now is Tala. Her bravery shone bright today in every way imaginable, and I could not be more proud of her. Why don't you tell them, Tala, since it was you who found her?
After assessing the breach in our perimeter, I followed the trail that led to a place that none of us thought to check. And that's when I found Josephine, beaten and barely conscious, tied to a wooden beam in an abandoned barn. I rushed to her. She recognized it was me, and I was trying to untie her when I noticed a shift in the room. It was Holden.
What? No, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. Don't listen to her. Don't.
I tried to reason with him. We were friends after all back at the beginning of all of this. But he had so much hate in his eyes. He was like a wild animal, built to do only one thing. Kill. And he attacked me. I kept trying to get Josephine out, but then we were fighting. He pulled out his blade. I managed to do the best I could. He got some hits in, but Josephine saved me. She tripped him and put him in a sleeper hold until he was knocked out. Josephine was there and was telling me how he turned on her after she told him how important this place was to her. That she wasn't going to go with him. That she believed in Jake and what we were doing. To build a better land. To build Marauderland into the vision Jake had. She was so strong. She gave Holden nothing. I got her untied, and as I did, I was hit across the face. I blacked out. And when I woke up, Holden was gone. And Joe... I'm sorry. He had finished the job. I don't know why he left me other than to send a message. Thinking that I'd give you all fear, but that's not what today is about. This is about community, safety, and hope. Everything Josephine stood for until her dying moments. She believed in us, in our purpose. In our architect. In you, Jake. Her sacrifice is one of the many we make every day to establish a new paradise where we can be safe and live in peace. I'm just sorry that I couldn't save her. I'll carry that with me every day.
That is not yours to carry. It's Holden's, and we're gonna make sure vengeance is enacted.
Hell with all of you. It's lies. It's all lies.
Marauders, Tala will be taking Josephine's position as my sightseer. I think it's what she would have wanted. And as the last bit of sun exits this valley, as does the lies and our uncertainty, It is time. It is time to walk into our future. Tala!
What are you doing? What are you doing? No.
Be grateful. Most would be lucky to die for a cause this important.
Stop. Please. No, Tala. Help.
Play the song of summoning. Light the fires. It is time! Will soon be rewarded. All the suffering and sacrifices and pain will have been worth it. Do you feel that? It's the dawn of a new day. The day of us realizing our destinies.
What's happening? Please. No. Let me go.
Marauders, we have been pushed to the fringes, forced to survive on scraps and fear. And as the siren's call is answered, we are here to return in kind and provide what it's always wanting, to share its wisdom, to give the gifts that only the stars could give.
Leave me alone. Let me go. Jake!
Don't be afraid, Dustin. Be fearless in the face of infinity.
Leave me alone. Hold it.
Watch upon ye mighty and despair in nothing. Give into it everything and it will give you back everything. Dustin is our vessel, our wish. Tell us where to go, tell us what we need, and we will walk the road to enlightenment.
Please, three. Make it stop. Three. Four. Help.
Four. Three. Four. Make it stop. Three. Four. Help.
Reward awaits us. An empire. A utopia. Marauders, this is our time. With my guidance and with the hand of God.
Three. Four. Four. Zero. Now. Hold it.
Hold it. Nine.
I promise a new dawn is coming!
Nine.
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 Six.
Six.
And I'm going to take you there!
Three.
Four.
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 Zero.
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 Nine.
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 Six.
Six.
11.
11.
One.
One. Eight.
Six.
Six.
Zero.
Four.
Five.
Six.
It's beautiful. It's so beautiful.
Three. Four. Four. Zero. Zero. Nine. Nine. Six.
Stay hidden. Stay alert. Stay fighting. Welcome to Marauderland, built on safety, community, and hope.
Hey there. It's Rebecca Finch, otherwise known as Tala on the Last Station, a Kingdom of Pavement production. This episode, Safety, Community, and Hope, was written by Jorge Molina, who can be found on Instagram at ColorMeJorge. Directed by Tyler Marie Walker, who can be found on Instagram at TYMAW, and executive produced by Amy Suto and Carl Cords. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Want to support our post-apocalyptic broadcast? Go to kingdomofpavement.com/thelaststation for links that will help you find us on Patreon, check out our store, and track us down on social media platforms that have survived the apocalypse. Jake is voiced by Keanu Ross Cabrera, who can be found on Instagram @the_other_Keanu. Dustin is voiced by Daniel Rashid, who can be found on Instagram @DanielRashid. Tala is voiced by me, Rebecca Finch, who can be found on Instagram @itsbexfinch. The woman is voiced by Sarah High, who can be found on Instagram @SRAHHIGH. The Shelter Marauder is voiced by Matt Keebler, who can be found on Instagram @MattKeebler, KEIBLER. This episode was sound designed and mixed by Mia Glenn Schuster, who can be found on Instagram @MGLENSound. Original music and compositions by Suds, including the song Reparations. Graphics for The Last Station were designed by Arim Han, who can be found on Instagram @ArimOfACup. Special thanks to the Orphanage Collective and the rest of our incredible writing team for lending their thoughts and suggestions on our broadcasts. Also, a special thank you to our assistant Michelle Lin and the rest of our Kingdom of Pavement team. And special thanks to Alexi Gonzalez and Jack Bentel for their help on this episode. Want to reach out? Our phone lines are always open, but we do prefer email these days. Drop us a note at amy@kingdomofpavement.com with any tips about the Marauders' whereabouts, song requests, or advertising inquiries. Until next time, listeners, keep your radios tuned to The Last Station for sick beats and a nice distraction from our imminent demise. The end of the world has never sounded so good.